Before the pod gets started, go ahead and leave us a rating on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever else you listen to the pod. Thank you. Hello and welcome back to the Yellow Squared podcast. And it feels weird recording on a Wednesday evening. James, we haven't done an emergency podcast in a little while, so I'm a little bit all at sea. But yeah, how are you doing? How are you doing?
Yeah, mate, I'm very good. I'm feeling nice and optimistic. Got that Watford feeling back. It's, what time is it? 20 to 6. 3 years to the day since we secure promotion back to the Premier League with Sisco, yeah, and a certain Mr. Tom Cleverley in the side. We've gone and done it, haven't we? We've appointed Tom, permanent manager.
Yeah.
And I, for one, am delighted.
I am, yes. And we can't go any further without having the emergency podcast sound effect. I sort of missed that when I did the intro. But yeah, I'm absolutely buzzing. You can probably tell from my voice. Yeah, I'm really happy about this. It dropped about an hour ago, didn't it? The news. And Watford Twitter's been going crazy. And I think on the general consensus, everyone is very, very happy. Ourselves included. It's the right decision. I think we've shown in the past few games under Cleverley, yes, we have only won one game, but look at the fixtures we've had. They've been absolutely hideous. And, you know, we've come out of them with a lot of dignity and playing a lot better football than we were, you know, in the final weeks of Ishmael. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to next season now. It was always a little bit up in the air, wasn't it, about who would take over, whether we'd try and roll the dice again or we'd let Cleverley have a go. And I'm so pleased that the Potsos and Scott Duxbury have come to, well, what we think is the right decision. So any more to say, James? Any more to say? We've got some notes here.
Yeah. I think you're absolutely right. We replied to the Watford Buzz podcast where they put out a tweet pretty much straight away asking whether or not it was the right decision, the wrong decision, or the cheap decision, and we both agreed that we think right now it's the right decision. When Cleves was appointed for the Birmingham game, you know, we had that conversation. We suggested that, you know, Cleves was put in charge because we couldn't, you know, we weren't able to go out and appoint anybody. We weren't able to go and spend the money. Cleves was already in the club. Mm. So, you know, money was a factor. So, yes, he was the cheap interim option. But what I think we have to say is that, as you've said, over the last seven games, just the way he's handled himself on and off the pitch, both in terms of the style of play, how he's rejuvenated certain players, you know, like Rajovic, Backman, some of Kayembe, Delebashiru, you know, there's some players within the side who just look pretty much like, you know, different players compared to, like you say, the last few days of Val. But also off the pitch, he's saying the right things. He's been humble to admit when he's made mistakes. He's really shown that I think he's got real potential. And as you say, seven games, we have only won one, but we've only lost one. And we've not really been outplayed in any one of those fixtures. And barring a couple of late goals, poor decisions, we'd have more points, and I think we'd be even more buoyant about what Tom's done. So, mate, you know, I'll hand it back to you now, but I for one, I'm absolutely delighted with the decision. I think it's the right thing to do. I think they've got the decision right, and what they must absolutely do now is back Tom and not panic under him.
No.
It's a new Watford. It's a new era.
Yes.
So They need to stand by their decision because, you know, the fans are behind him. Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm a bit taken aback, really. We didn't know what was going to happen. It was very up in the air. Like you said, you know, five of the seven games have been against, you know, the league's top seven, and we've really gone toe-to-toe of all of them. Ipswich away, we defended incredibly well. Took it right to the last minute against Southampton. Really took the game to Leeds, and again, a late goal in that game, just took the 3 points from us. The same with West Brom as well. We've gone absolutely toe-to-toe of them, and I couldn't picture with this current squad a new manager that would come in and have a different effect. I think, like you said, I'm trying not to echo you too much here, James, but the players look revitalised. They look new. They look completely different. They started to look lethargic and tired under Ismail. And that interesting style of football we saw at the start of the season was really sort of flowing away. But it's completely changed under Cleverley. We go out to attack. I know we've had a couple of nil-nils recently, but how much have we just discussed the final third and whatnot? And it's small issues that can be ironed out over a full pre-season, bringing in some new faces. I don't want to be this guy, James, but I am going to play the role of pessimist here. We've seen this with Rob Edwards, haven't we? Everyone was talking about how this would be a new era for Watford. They'd learnt their lessons, bring in a young, exciting English manager, and how quickly was Rob Edwards thrown under the bus. I hope to God that the Pozzos have realised just how much sticking by a manager not only reinforces some strength and belief into the players, but also in the fan base. I think they kept hold of Ismail as long as they could because they clearly liked him. But ultimately, it was the right decision for him to go. And I'm just hoping that they give Cleverley the right backing and stick with him, even if it gets a little bit sticky at the start of next season. Because it can happen. It's the Championship. You're always going to have good bits of form and then down bits of form. But it's important for this Watford right now, especially with quite a young group of players on the whole, to have some consistency, because, you know, we don't want these great players like Asprey to end up like Sarr, and, you know, seen as a massive waste of potential just because of the chop and changing. But yeah, I don't want to dampen anyone's mood listening to this, because I know for one we're both
absolutely
buzzing. But I think it does have to be said, you know, based on our track record. I know a lot of rival fans and particularly other Championship viewers will be sitting there going, oh, well, Cleverley's got five games and then he'll be gone. But yeah, I'm hoping that doesn't happen.
You're absolutely right, though, to put forward that opinion, mate. Like, that's what this pod is about. You know, we try and be balanced, we try and be an objective and have a viewpoint and think about things. You're absolutely right. I am going to come back at you, though, very slightly, because that's what a debate's all about, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think there are some very important differences between Rob Edwards and Tom Cleverley, which I think will only serve to help Tom.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that we got the Rob Edwards thing wrong. We know that now. He's a good coach.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody can turn around and say he's not a good coach. He's done. Where I think Tom will differ is Tom knows the club inside out. He's been captain, player, player of the season, coach, and now head coach. So the owners know him, know what he's about. Saw him as a player. They've had a lot of time with him.
Yeah.
So they know his philosophy, his mentality, and probably they now know what he wants to achieve, which I think gives him time. First point. And that's critical with the Pozzos, as we know. The Pozzos have to believe in the head coach. Secondly, he is known and, yeah, I think it's fair to say, you know, loved by Watford fans for everything he's done. So he's got the backing of the fans. I'm not saying Rob Edwards didn't, but, you know, or effectively
it's
when Rob
more
came.
So, isn't it? More so for Cleverley than Rob Edwards.
So he's got more time with the fans. And most importantly, Tom has started well, both in what he's saying and what's happened on the pitch. And I really don't believe that we can really say that the same thing happened for Rob Edwards. Yes, he got a couple of good results at the start of the season, but, you know, by the end, by the time he was sacked, I think there was a lot of fans who were calling for Rob to go. So I think there's a number of factors that sets him ahead of where Rob is right now. And the signs to me point that as long as he can maintain a style of play, if we can find a striker that can actually score goals, then what we have is a strong coach with a middle to lower top half championship squad that I think at least will excite the fans next season. So that's my comeback to you on that one, mate.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're both valid arguments, to be honest. I agree that the fans will give Cleverley more time. I think coming into the start of that season with Rob Edwards, he was relatively unknown. He'd done a great job with Forest Green to sort of demolish the League Two with them. But he was relatively unknown up until that point. So it would have been easy for Watford fans to turn on him, you know, fairly quickly, as it turned out, given there was so much expectation on that side with a lot of quality at the beginning of the season anyway. I agree. I think a lot of Watford fans have come to the realisation that we're not in the equation anymore for the automatics, because we can't compete with the clubs higher up than us, those that come down from the Premier League and those that have been around in the Championship for a few years. And I think your point saying about the strong coach with a middle to lower Championship side squad, you know, I'd push that up a little bit. I think there's a lot of quality in the youth in our side, and they will only get better as they get more Championship experience. That, you know, the likes of Andrews and Kone in particular, even Deli Bashiri, this was his first real full season with Watford. You know, he's been out on loan in the EFL, but there's plenty of room for growth, and we're constantly looking at bringing in young players who we can look to move on for big amounts of money. You know, that Dumbia's just come in, and from what I'm seeing, we've signed someone else, Elan Ricardo, I believe, for around 900k. Yeah, yeah. That just broke a couple of hours ago. So these are young players, and there's a lot of potential in there. I think we'll probably finish middle table again next season, but we're in the process of a rebuild, and unfortunately for the flash in the pan Watford fans, the rebuild doesn't happen overnight. And I think Tom Cleverley is the right coach to spearhead that rebuild, and, you know, we can look forward to a great season next season, and yeah, hopefully we can kick on from there.
Absolutely. Can I just close with a quote that was taken from the BBC about Tom, which I absolutely loved this quote, by the way. So he said, "I didn't achieve anything in the Champions League with United. We lost the title to City, came to Watford when they were in the Premier League, and I retired with them when they were in the Championship. None of it sits right." I love that quote. I think that's the sort of drive and determination that, you know, you expect to see from Cleverley as a player on the pitch. And if he can translate that into a mindset and a culture in a dressing room, then I think that's really exciting.
Yes. Yeah. Undoubtedly, yeah. It's a great quote, and it symbolises exactly what Cleverley's about, isn't it? We expect to see that on the pitch, and And yeah, like you said, hopefully it can translate into the dressing room and inspire those players into pushing themselves next season. Well, I think that's just about everything for our slightly emergency podcast this week. We'll be back, as we said in the last podcast, we weren't expecting to record anything midweek. So we will be back this weekend, next Sunday. And yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully that will rejuvenate the players even more, knowing that there is some security for next season. So thanks very much, mate, for listening, guys. And we will see you again very shortly. Take care.
Oh, come on, you want it.